Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book on the air. Today's episode features our very own Stan Sollers and Stephanie Winkman.
I'm Stephanie Winkman, IPR's All Things Considered host, and I'm reviewing the book Packing for Mars, The Curious Science of Life in the Void by Mary Roach. When NASA successfully launched another Mars rover to the Red Planet, millions of Americans once again caught the space bug. Kids are now dreaming of being the first astronauts to follow Curiosity to the Martian surface. 2 years ago, Mary Roach took a look at how the world's space agencies are preparing for that trip in her book, Packing for Mars. Why does the Japanese Space Agency test potential astronauts by making them fold origami paper cranes? Why can't you take a real shower without gravity? And how exactly does the space toilet work? Roach's book will answer the questions you have and more. Like the space toilet, there's an entire chapter. While learning about what's happening now, she also throws in a dose of the whimsical highlights of the entire space program. In one chapter, we see the trial and error process of making space travel appropriate food. If you're ever at a dull cocktail party, impress with this story. In 1965, astronaut John Young smuggled a deli-made corned beef sandwich into the Gemini 3 capsule to surprise his crewmate Gus Grissom. The plan didn't go as well as he'd hoped. Roach describes why. A crumb in zero gravity does not drop to the floor, where it can be ignored and ground into the flooring until the janitor comes around. It floats. It can drift behind a control panel or into an eye. Unlike a deli sandwich, a sandwich cube can be eaten in a single bite. As an extra margin of safety, crumbs were held in check by an edible coating. Chill fat-coated toast pieces until they congeal, goes the recipe. The best thing about all the books that Mary Roach writes is her great use of footnotes. These aren't your run-of-the-mill academic footnotes. These are funny asides that she discovered while researching her topic. In this book, I learned, because of the placement of muscles and fat tissue, the best way to survive in a falling elevator is to lie on your back. Mary Roach's Packing for Mars is for science nerds, information lovers, and those who dream of making Neil Armstrong-style footprints in the red Martian dirt. I'm Stephanie Winkman for BookSpeak.
Political discourse in our country has hit the ditch. Finger-pointing has replaced handshakes. Name-calling has supplanted listening. I'm sick of it. Like you, I can't escape it, so, like you, I try to sort it out. Sometimes I take a time-out from political news. This summer, my time-outs are in the form of renewed studies of our American space program during the 1960s and 70s. Space missions required intensive cooperation and respect among thousands of contractors, technicians, and the astronauts themselves. Even Congress got itself together and funded those missions, missions that still benefit each living thing on this good Earth. Missions to the Moon by Rod Pyle. This coffee table book is both factual and fun. It has 150 stunning color photos and covers spaceflight's prehistory through NASA's Apollo missions. Historical notes are spot on, and you get copies of actual NASA documents. There are 20 facsimiles contained in pockets scattered throughout the book. They include the news media kit for Apollo 8 and the descent map on Apollo 11 for the first moon landing in 1969. And now, with the recent passing of Earth's first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong, the reading is even more compelling and poignant. When the Apollo 8 astronauts returned home in December 1968 from having been the first humans to orbit the moon, they returned to a world stressed out by war, protests, and assassinations. Apollo 8 Commander Frank Borman said he received millions of telegrams, and his favorite was from a stranger who simply wrote, "You saved 1968. Apollo 8 and all the other flights unified us. Fingers were pointed, but they were pointed toward the moon. For me, these books have saved 2012. For BookSpeak, I'm Stan Sollers.
Support for BookSpeak is provided by Toyota and Scion of Muncie and Ivy Tech Community College. Thanks for tuning in this summer. We've had a great run and appreciate everyone who participated. We'll return next summer with more books and reviews, but in the meantime, keep reading and try to find that perfect book to review for next year's edition of BookSpeak. See you then!